In and walk Dakota and Anishinaabe peoples and the homeland of the Red River Métis. Hi there, and welcome to Voyage, the 17th of December. The days are getting shorter, and it's just about Christmas, right? My name's Keith Black, and as always on Wednesday mornings, if you listen regularly, you know that from 10 to 1 here at CKUW, from the studio live, you get 3 hours of the best in the current jazz scene with a couple of nods to the past and some special stuff too as well. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit of Christmassy again today, or seasonal, I guess I should say. And next week will be actually even more, because that'll be my actual Christmas broadcast. So brace yourself. There'll be the old faves coming up next week. Today, some maybe not quite so much well-known faves, but a few things kicked in from time to time. Hope you can stick around. As always, there will be the real mix of modest, melodic, non-melodic, all that sort of good stuff. There's always something very wide-ranging in the jazz world, and that's what you're going to get today. I need one more explanation. Normally on my shows, I have a historical segment where I take time somewhere around the middle of the show, somewhere, and play something from an earlier generation. Today, I am having a sort of a historical segment, and it's actually historical segments, period. I am going to break up the album that I'm featuring and playing it in three different parts. So you will get the whole album, but you're going to get it in little bits. And the album is Duke Ellington's Nutcracker Suite. Now, that is seasonable. There's an article in the paper today saying that tradition is being upheld again here in Winnipeg, and it's something that everybody looks forward to. Ellington's arrangement with him and Billy Strayhorn doing the arrangements is really neat, and it will be throughout our program in three different segments. But here's the whole enchilada, as they say. I'm going to start with a very brief and very funny version of Here Comes Santa Claus with drummer Ernesto Cervini's group called Turboprop. That'll start us off today, just to get us going. Then a drummer Chess Smith from his excellent album this year called Clone Row. Then guitarist Sam Dickinson with a solo album with what sounds like a lot more than that, with the dubs and everything else. Great album called Gemini Duets. Then the first part of Ellington's Nutcracker Suite, and then Ivo Perlman on saxophone and Nate Woolley on trumpet with a duet album that is really, really out there. These guys, it's sort of joint improvisation, and it's very it is very edgy, neat stuff coming up. Then stuff that's not as edgy and is very pretty at times. Alto player David Binney and drummer Tommy Crane from Montreal with an album called The Isle, which refers to the island of Montreal. Following that, the next section of Duke on Nutcracker Suite. Then Scottish saxophonist Tommy Smith from an album of his Christmas concert, and just one track of that called Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, blah, blah. Then guitarist Mary Halverson with her great new album. Satoko Fuji and Natsuki Tamura, her partner in the album that is on my best of list this year called Ki, K-I. Then the final segment of Duke's Nutcracker Suite. Then Australian saxophonist Jeremy Rose, who is probably grieving along with all his fellow Australians over the unbelievably bizarre and horrible thing that the killings that happened there a couple of days ago. And I'll end the show with probably a little bit, as much as I can, of vibraphonist Patricia Brennan from her very neat album from this year. There's the overall picture. Now let's get back to the start. Turboprop is one of drummer Ernesto Cervini's bands that he pulls together every now and then. And one of the things they did a couple of years ago was, I think at probably the end of a recording session, they recorded a couple of seasonal things. Here's Turboprop's Christmas. There you go. That's a great way to start the show, right? I've spoken to a lot of these guys on occasion, the band from Turboprop, and Ernesto Cervini and I are sort of, well, I have talked to him actually in person a few times, but we're a sort of email buddies, if you will. And he has an amazing sense of humor, and that really sticks out there. Good way to start the show. And now we can get back to the normal, in quotation marks, jazz for a while. And I'm going to move now to drummer Chess Smith from his album called Clone Row. And the interesting thing about this album is that, as the old saying goes, if one jazz guitar is a good thing, then if you put two of them in, that must be even better. And the two guitars that he's putting in here, along with Smith on drums, and as the composer, our guitarist Mary Halverson, who's going to show up later with her own album, and Liberty Elman, and bass player Dick Dunstan. This is really neat. Really neat music. It is very, very wonderful stuff in terms of both their unison and their duet moments. The album is often surprising. It's unpredictable. And it's the writing that Chess Smith gives everybody to work on. It gives him lots of freedom to really do a lot of exposing and expressing of their own ideas. So here is Chess Smith with a couple of guitars, and I'm going to play, let me see, two tracks from Clone Row. Clone Row is the name of the album. Here's Ready Beat, and another little play on words here, A Braid With Me. Here's Chess Smith. Thank you. That is a very cool album. It's called Clone Row, with drummer Chess Smith, with two great guitarists there. And the result is some very, very interesting music. You heard two tracks, Ready Beat and A Braid With Me. And I have sampled that CD before. It's getting to the end of the year when you're going to hear in bits and pieces for the next few weeks probably some of my faves for the year gone by. And it's, as always, it's very difficult for me to do that because there's so many. And when I start making a list, it ends up 20 or 30, and then I have to dig that down to the top, say, 10 or so. And that's a mug's game. It depends how I feel today. It may be a different list tomorrow. You know, that's it's very subjective. And anybody who tells you different when they're making best of lists is having you on, as the expression goes. And you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays live, streamed at ckuw.ca and archived there as well. So welcome however you and wherever and whenever you might be listening to this. Well, back to another album that I have truly enjoyed this year. Guitarist Sam Dickinson from the GTA, I think, is where he mainly hangs out. Very busy in many other groups and configurations, but this album is called Gemini Duets, and the duets are with himself, if you will. Started out being a solo album, and then he started really working in the studio with loops and overdubs and whatever. Very personal and very, very risk-taking in many ways. This is a very almost introspective, sometimes meditative, and sort of, I've really got a message here. I hope you can listen for it, and he does a very great job. I'm going to play three tracks. One of them is fairly, very short. But here is from Gemini Duets, Sam Dickinson on guitar, with my shepherd collie Babe, Flutter and Wow, and Onguera. Sam Dickinson. guitarist Sam Dickinson there with a set from his solo album, which is, sounds like more than a solo album because it's called Gemini Duets. And he has spent, after starting out, he was just going to have a solo album. And then he got thinking about it and developed it into something that uses other, as you could hear, other loops, other, you know, other electronic effects to add to the single guitar. And it works very well. It's a terrific album. And he's a very fine musician, and it shows up repeatedly over the course of that release. Sam Dickinson there. Well, I'm now moving to the first stage of my historical segment today. I was trying to think about what to do around the seasonal time for a historical thing that might be sort of relevant. And one of the things that comes to my mind, I think years ago I did play this, or at least parts of it, around this time of year. But this is the Nutcracker Suite, Tchaikovsky's 1892 ballet, arranged by Duke Ellington and his sidekick, Billy Strayhorn. It was recorded in 1960, and it features the major, the usual suspects in the Ellington big band. I won't read them all, but folks like Ray Nance and Clark Terry on trumpets, Lawrence Brown and Brett Woodman on trombone, Juan Teasel on valve trombone, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet and tenor, Johnny Hodges on alto, Russell Prokop on alto and clarinet, Paul Gonzalez on tenor, Harry Carney on barry, Aaron Bell on bass, and Sam Woodyard on drums. I'm not going to go through that whole thing every time I play a segment, because there's three segments of that. But there you go. That's who's on the album, released in 1960. I think it was sort of augmented and set up with an advanced, new, remastered, whatever, in a number of years ago. But here, for the next little, just a little bit of time, is the first of three segments of Duke Ellington's The Nutcracker Suite. Thank you. There you go. There's the Nutcracker Suite, first segment of my historical section today from 1960, Duke Ellington's arrangements. The three tracks you just heard was, first of all, the overture. That's pretty straightforward. And then Toot Toot Tootie Toot, which is actually the dance of the reed players. And this, the third one of that set was the Peanut Brittle Brigade, just march. There you go. And you'll the next three tracks will be coming up in a while. Now I'm going to get back to something that really, as I mentioned at the intro, is challenging in terms of its scope. It involves a duet album with tenor saxophonist Ivo Perlman and trumpeter Nate Woolley. And they have played together a fair amount, I understand. But this album is called Polarity 4, and it throws these two together in an improvisational pattern that is really quite remarkable. They are not shy at all about moving into very not very well documented territory, if you will. So I'm going to play two tracks. Try and listen carefully to what each one of them is doing, even if you have to flip back and forth. It's very interesting to try and figure out the minds of creative musicians improvising and doing things that we normal mortals couldn't figure out how to do, even if we tried. Here is Ivo Perlman and Nate Woolley with two tracks from Polarity 4. The tracks are very, the music is challenging. The tracks are pretty mundane. They're simply called 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. You're hearing 1 and 2 today. Here's Ivo Perlman and Nate Woolley.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.